Lily Tomlin achieved instant success on the weekly comedy series Laugh-In in the 70s as the snarky telephone operator Ernestine.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy.
Tomlin says she thinks what people respond to in Ernestine is an undercurrent of sexuality.
She's just squeezing herself together, and her hand went, independently into her shirt. And she's like, fondling herself and going, and because, she was like such a repressed kind of character that she was just, it was all this repressed sexuality.
A gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin of the telephone company. Do I have the party to whom I am speaking?
Everybody knew who Ernestine was. Everybody, they didn't even associate me with Ernestine.
Another fan favorite among Tomlin's characters is Edith Ann, who's known for sitting in an oversized rocker that Tomlin has in her home right now.
My name is Edith Ann, and I am 5 1/2. That is this many.
Can we expect to see these two characters in your upcoming show in Springfield?
Oh, yeah, sure. If I didn't do Ernestine or Edith, I think, I'd get mugged in the parking lot. Of course, Ernestine, she's had lots of different jobs since the divestiture. For a long time, she had a reality-based webcast chat show. All during Bush's administration, George W., she tried to broker peace at one point. But she would say things to George W. like when he was running against Kerry, and she'd say, "You don't have to worry about Senator Kerry. He only served in a war. You actually started one."
What's been difficult about such a huge range? You seem so comfortable with everything from Nashville to 9 to 5 to The Incredible Shrinking Woman, West Wing, and of course, Search for Signs of Intelligent Life in the Universe. Has anything about that been hard, or is it as easy as it looks for you?
I don't know if it's easy or hard. It's all challenging in a way. I mean, you want it to be good. The excitement is trying to create something. I don't know if you do you watch Web Therapy, where I play Lisa Kudrow's mother.
In the Showtime series, Lily plays Putsy Hodge, the narcissistic mother of psychotherapist Fiona, played by Lisa Kudrow.
I'm tossing around a few titles.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know your thoughts. Don't hit me in the face, Fiona. I'm your mother.
What? No.
Please, Fiona, not again. I can't breathe.
Anyway, it's really, I just love the show myself because it's crazy. It's off the wall. And Putsy's really been fun to do.
The comedian and actress is in an exclusive group with a variety of prestigious awards, including multiple Emmys, Grammys, and Tony Awards.
What award haven't you won? You're really in an exclusive.
I haven't won an Oscar.
That's it. You haven't won an Oscar. That's all. Man.
I got nominated for Nashville, but I was never nominated again.
But who makes Lily Tomlin laugh? She mentions Bill Maher and Wanda Sykes. She doesn't discount anyone when it comes to her best teachers, but she did talk about Meryl Streep being very present. And she certainly gleaned material from her family. She recalls one year when more than 90 relatives traveled from Kentucky to see her show in Missouri. Her mom specifically asked her not to talk about sex or body parts.
And of course, it was a college, so as soon as I hit the stage, I completely forget my family's there. And of course, I just do a show, just whatever I'm going to do. And of course, my mother was just horrified. So when we left, all my relatives come filed past me. We enjoyed it. We enjoyed the show, So they all leave, big string of them.
And the next day, one of the cousins who was at the show calls Lily's mom.
I hear her on the phone with my mother. Well, now we know Mary Jean's, my name's Mary Jean, my real name. My mother's name is Lily. So now we know Mary Jean's not like that, but how does everybody else know it? Anyway, I'll end on that.
Lily Tomlin, thank you. Really looking forward to the show in Springfield, Ohio.
It may not be as good as this conversation. Don't count on it.
Okay. Lily, thanks. Really appreciate it.
All right, talk to you later, Sherry. Bye-bye.
Bye.